We are going to speak to you about being balanced in a completely unbalanced time. This is, of course, a challenge you have encountered in smaller things, but not so much in a global thing. And it is different because the energy of the earth itself is not what it was before. And that adds to the, shall we say, to the challenge of finding the center of yourself, aligning it, and then being your own balance. Not so much looking for the balance outside of you, but about being the balance. And when you are aligned, of course, you're in balance with the universe. And at this particular time, that is the best position to hold. Because trying to be in balance with the earth as it is now is not going to be successful. So as you are doing this, what you will find is that people are drawn to you. Because if they have relied upon the earth to provide balance for them, they are going to be very upset now. So if you hold your balance and you use the universal energy to hold your balance, there are going to be people who want to be around you, who find you comforting but do not know why. And it is an opportunity for service in a way, because what was available to them before is not available now. We wonder if you have noted in any of your scientific readings, in the core of the earth is no longer spinning, and it has always spun before, and now it is not. It is slowing and appears to be moving, so it is going to go in the other direction. And this has happened before. It was quite a while back, but it is not the first time, so it does not signal the end of the earth as you know it. But it lets you know that there is that kind of powerful change going on in the core of your planet. So keep in mind, if you are concerned about why you cannot find the balance in the planet, that is because the planet is having difficulty finding balance in itself. Once it makes this turn and begins to vibrate in the different direction, that will be helpful to some degree in feeling balanced on the earth. But for the moment, we seek our balance from the universe, and where we find kind landing places on the planet, we will be grateful. For the extremes, we must separate from them, because certainly we are seeing the extremes now. So that is the thing to remember. So if you begin to breathe easily and deeply, feel the universe sending the energy of peace all around you. Breathe in that peace. Exhale fear. Feel a warm rain falling, and let the warm rain wash the world away. So the energy and anxiety you do not need to carry forward with you is washed away, and you are free of it. Feel the golden light enter your body and touch every energy center. feel it moving down to the third eye, the throat, the heart, the solar plexus, the second center, and the root. And let that golden light disperse so that it moves to every part of your body and brings with it healing for whatever is needed. Now begin to feel your energy rise, move up through your body, out through your open crown, into the night sky. And allow yourself to be free in the night sky, to move in any way you wish to move, to free your energy. And see a path before you. Know that the path is your path and that it opens for you. And as you step on it, moving upward, the path moves you upward. And you are moving to a place where your teacher waits. Spend this time with your teacher. Know that your teacher has a gift for you. Rest your mind. Allow yourself to know the gift. When you've known your gift, thank the teacher for being with you and come back down the path, feeling the coolness of the night sky, watching the perfect alignment of all light, knowing that there is so much more to come. Bring your attention into the room, be above the circle, and find as a gift or a service a message for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.